I pulled a Jake Gutierrez twice this weekend. What do you think that means?
Well, old Jake, new Jake.
Here's what I did. I think old Jake.
Burned a couple of Totino's pizzas.
New Jake don't eat no meat.
That's right.
So I had a big food weekend. A big, like Friday night, Caddyshack pizza.
Ooh,
at midnight, boom.
Attaboy.
Oh, bada-bing. And then Saturday, I took the kids and Sue. There's a It's a nice little secret place. That if I say it, then it ain't gonna be secret no more. I'm gonna say it. I'll say it anyway.
Don't say it.
Mr. Lee's Sushi, L.E. Mr. Lee's Sushi, off Parvin Road, not far from Winnetka and Worlds of Fun. If you haven't had Mr. Lee's Sushi, what the hell is wrong with you?
I love sushi.
Oh, dude. Look, would you look at me?
I'm looking right
Big
at you.
Big Tom says it's the best place in town. You going to tell him no?
Yes,
there you
I
go.
Am gonna
Thank
tell
you.
Him,
but
not
anyway, there.
Face,
and so then yesterday, the girls played basketball for North End Elite out at Shawnee Mission West. So we're looking right around here somewhere to eat. And I felt like eating Chinese food again. Have you ever gone to Red Dragon over off Santa Fe? It's kind of off, not too far off Metcalf, like 80th and Metcalf or so.
Yeah.
Mom's favorite Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Your mom has good taste because it's very delicious. And so at Mr. Lee's and there, you know what I did? How I pulled the Jake
what?
When we had appetizers. I got the little bowl. I put the sweet and sour sauce in, put the hot mustard in, put the soy sauce in, a little bit of teriyaki, mix it up.
Oh, that stuff's so good.
They don't know what they're doing? You got to do it yourself?
No, all the different
the
sauces.
Egg roll mix.
Egg roll mix. But I use it for the crab rangoon, too.
Learned that from a college girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Maybe I shouldn't use that.
No, it's delicious.
Todd Lebo, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Why'd you eat so much this weekend?
Because we're celebrating and it was hungry.
He's hungry, boy.
Hungry.
Did anyone, so I'm the only one, but whatever. Did anyone see any highlights from the USC card on Saturday night?
Mm-mm.
Only what you sent me.
Did you see dude's arm flopping around, his elbow was dislocated, and the referee didn't realize
it? I saw a lot of people.
Didn't stop it.
Yeah.
And so people thought he was tapping. He said he wasn't tapping. He was just trying to get his arm around. Like, this
I heard
around.
That fight should have been stopped
and
a lot
earlier.
And
the whole crowd's going, oh, my goodness. That opened the pay-per-view. I'm like, what am I watching? But then Nate Diaz, I just got to say this.
He loves weed.
He was cut open from the head. He was cut open. I thought they were going to stop this thing, and he didn't stop it. He was getting handled. He was getting beat, right? But then in the fifth round, it was very much like the Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Sergio Martinez fight, where he got dominated the whole fight and then almost won with knockout in the fifth round. And so it doesn't even matter. Leon Edwards won the fight and actually looked really good until he got rocked. Everyone, it's like Nate Diaz won the fight anyway. And everyone was going crazy, and it was awesome. And then Brandon Moreno became the first Mexican-born UFC champion, and he won by upset, and it was fantastic. So, great fights, but I just want to see if you saw the arm flop.
I didn't get to see that.
You only like to see something like that.
I love that. I love injuries.
Yeah, well, sure you do. But that's what I got to ask you, all right? What'd you do to Le'Veon Bell? Because you got a lot of smart-ass questions using on these Zooms. Did you make him mad? Is that why it's salty right now?
One of my buddies was texting me. He said, what's the inside story on this? I said, here's the deal with Le'Veon Bell. I think I saw Le'Veon Bell in a box on a screen twice.
What'd he say?
Maybe. Nothing. Le'Veon Bell was a non-factor on this football team.
Did Andy Reid's fault?
Well, maybe they told him, you're going to get the ball a whole bunch. I don't know. His apologies didn't address that. His apologies just said, I shouldn't have said this earlier. I heard that. It was very good.
Andy Reid's dying to talk about this.
Oh, he'll be a big hit on this tomorrow at the mini camp.
I bet he's chomping.
Are you going to be the one to ask him, would you?
Well, if they let me ask you a question, yeah,
nah,
sure.
You're not.
Whoa. Will you?
Yeah.
He'll raise his
How
hand.
How will you ask it?
I'll say, Coach, why did you make Le'Veon Bell so angry?
What did you say to Le'Veon Bell?
What were you? How are you really going to say it?
Can you offer any insights on Le'Veon Bell's frustration?
That's not how you do it.
Yeah.
No, it's Coach Le'Veon Bell accused you of having some words that made him disgruntled. Would you like to comment on those words?
Say the words. Zoom. Say the words.
Don't say it like that because he'll say, no, I wouldn't like to comment on that.
Yeah, don't give him a yes or no. Just say, tell me what words you said to Le'Veon Bell.
Yes, there you go. Boom.
Well, I don't know what words I said that made Le'Veon mad. All right, then I'm muted. Mm-hmm. So.
Wouldn't be the first time.
In the end, here's the deal.
What's the deal with this?
Le'Veon Bell was...
This is the first time he's ever had an issue, though.
Nothing. So I don't care.
He's never been disgruntled.
I mean, it's interesting because he tweeted about it.
We're talking about a dude who sat out a whole year.
Whole year.
Yeah.
I was dubious when they brought him in last year because I'm like, this guy really sat out a whole year on a very good football team and then went and signed with the worst franchise in the AFC.
I wonder if that's why Juju Smith-Schuster didn't come here.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell told him? Or something,
I don't know.
Or what?
I mean, that's...
Well, hey, Le'Veon Bell and Juju Smith-Schuster are so close that Le'Veon Bell didn't even go play with him for a year. So, I don't know.
Well, okay. So, I don't know. Here's another... I told you we'd revisit this.
I don't think I want Juju Smith-Schuster on this team either.
I didn't, and I don't. Goodbye.
So, when this man became a free agent, we were having fun, and we just said, hey, well, should the Royals think about signing him? Because the Royals' DH spot hasn't been very good. And they lack offensive production. And so Jake was somewhat interested in this guy. And people mocked Jake. People made fun of Jake. People said Jake didn't know what he's talking about. People said, hey, tell Jake to pull his head out of his ass before he talks.
Tell the last place fantasy guy not to tell us what to do on a team. Right.
And I don't know if he would have signed with Kansas City because he wanted to go to a contender, but this is home for him. And it's not earth-shattering, but has anyone noticed that since Pujols signed with the Dodgers, he's got an 817 OPS, and he has 5 home runs and 61 at-bats.
Is that good?
So maybe he wasn't totally done, but and those aren't earth-shattering numbers, but boy, in this lineup, they kind of would be.
Or off the bench, you know.
I just was DH-ing. Thought that popped up in my time. I thought that was interesting.
That's pretty good.
Hey, if you recall, I was on board with it.
It surprised you that he's got something left in the tank?
No.
See how long this tank goes.
Well, it's longer than some of the tanks that they have out there in the lineup.
No, there's nothing in the Royals lineup worthwhile.
Of course, if I'm Albert Pujols and I have the choice between signing with the Royals and the Dodgers, I don't know that the Royals could have had him anyway. Maybe they could have.
Right, but I mean the only draw would have been home.
Yeah.
Right?
Play home.
Midwest.
The draw there is you don't have to move. You probably just stay at your same house that you've got in L.A. I mean, it didn't really move anywhere, right?
So I just wanted to point that out, that he's been
a
productive hitter.
Yeah, because a lot of people said that was nuts.
Are the Dodgers better than the Royals?
Slightly. I think so.
Just a little bit.
I do believe so.
Not by much, but...
Hmm. Now, did you hear? You heard Sam and... That's the third time you've yawned since Lebo has come in here, and you don't think he takes offense to that?
I'm fine.
You didn't yawn the entire
show.
He comes
morning.
In here, 3 yawns. Is he not...
I heard...
offering you the brand of radio that you're seeking?
I heard
seeking, or
the
what?
End of the Graham Zusi interview. I know that Nate's had a rough go. I'm going to be nice to him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But why are you yawning to him? Or is it me? I've been here for 4 hours. He just gets here, you start yawning.
Boring.
Mm. Yep.
You guys are boring.
Did you
this
hear
guy
us
out of here.
Talking about Mondesi at all?
I didn't hear that. I was in my office and the thing wasn't
so
on.
It went from precautionary to day-to-day
to IL.
He's available pinch hit, then IL. Now it's like, what? This has been like a couple weeks. And what
it's
happened?
A two-way street on players coming back from injury. One of them is the teams can push you back too quickly. The team is a part of it, right? How quickly do they want you back or whatever? But the other part's the player, and I just don't know. Some guys, you have to break their leg to keep them out of the lineup, right? They're going to battle and scrap and do whatever they can and try to convince the team they're able to play. I think we've got a situation here where the team is overcautious because the player gets hurt a lot, and I think we have a player, it's just maybe not the most important thing in the world to him, to go grind and get back. So that's a combination where the guy's going to play. What'll he play this year? 50 games? Maybe. He's played 7. They're 70 games into the year.
Okay, now
he's on an IL.
Are we being honest? That was a good 7 games.
It was a good 7 games. But
what are you laughing for? It is. That was a good run.
The lineup was so much better when he was in it.
Yeah.
But it only he got hurt playing defense.
That last phrase, when he's in it, is the tough part.
He played 59 games last year. Maybe he played 59 games last year because there was no one at the stadium and there was no one around. I don't know. That was the most consistent availability he's ever had because it was a short year and whatever. I don't know how important baseball is to him. This doesn't feel to me like just the worst luck in the world. This guy continues to get hurt and he grinds and fights to get back. But maybe I'm speaking out of turn. We don't get to go to the training room. We don't get to hear anything like that. We haven't been in a facility where you've been in and around players to get a feel for what they're going through since last February, in my case. Okay? So I don't – you miss that. That's what we miss when we don't get to go to these places before and after games. You know, before and after games, you can pick up a little something. You kind of see how guys are moving around, get a feel for someone. Hey, what's going on over here? And now we just get what's given to you out there. So I don't know. It's frustrating, but I have not in the last 3 years ever said I'm going to count on Adalberto Mondesi to do anything. If something happens and it's great, then that's gravy. Otherwise, what are you hoping for? It's ridiculous to sit there and hope he's going to turn into something special.
So the Royals have played 64 games. So who's played 64 games? Whit Merrifield has 251 at-bats. So you got another 98 games left.
Are you going to extrapolate his 700 games out?
Okay, let's say get lucky, there's 250, 300 more bats left on the table for him, right?
So that's playing maybe.
How many bats of the, like, so if I'll set the over under 200
at bats?
Do you think he will have over or under 200 bats from now
with what he has now? Or are you going to 200 fresh at bats?
Fresh at bats.
Fresh at bats?
He has 25 right now. That doesn't make a huge difference. But
well, it's 25.
200.
That's over 10% of 200.
If you want it, if you want the 25,
I'll take the 25. You give me the 25, I'll take the over 200 at bats. If you don't, I won't because I think you set a really good over under.
That's what they call me, over under St. John.
So how much do you want to put on it?
I don't bet like that.
Oh. So you say over?
Weak.
So yes. 225 then?
Yeah, I think maybe about 225. That's playing another 55 games maybe?
I say
and they
200.
Have a little under 100. That'd be, if he was able to play in half the games, that'd be great. But where is he today? Is he going to play today? Is he going to be coming off the IL today?
Will he have over or under 200 more bats in the season? There's 98 games left, like 100 games.
Can you find 200 at bats in 100 games?
Yeah, if he plays like 70 out of the 90, that would get him there, right?
And so far, his
listen
percentage
to what
this
you
year,
just said, though.
If, his yeah. percentage this year is about 12% of the games.
Well, that's fine. So do you think
you got to play 88%
of the
games?
You only up it to 250 to make it interesting? Are you thinking 200 is too easy? I'm just asking, 225, whatever. Are you confident he'll play over that?
No.
How many at bats do you think he's going to end up with this season?
Anything about him.
You're not being fun.
He's only been on the IL twice this year.
But if I had to bet on it, I don't know. I mean,
Jake is going to force you to bet on this, by the way, so you have to bet on it.
I'll take whatever side.
Whatever side. I just want to play.
I just want some action.
What side do I want Jake to be on? I guess that's what it comes down to.
You get it. Well,
I think he believes a big believer in Mondesi. So
I love Mondesi.
He's the overside, so you need to put him on the under.
Breaks my heart.
By the way, one more note on the pool thing. I told you his OPS is over 800. How many Royals starters?
Oh boy!
How many Royals regulars have an OPS over 800?
One.
The way Pujols has with the Dodgers. Because we got criticized for that. So now I'm revisiting this.
I bet Salvi's the only one that is over.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I don't think Witt is. He's gotten cold again.
Witt, come on, Mr. Know-it-all over there.
Santana
does not.
So how many
then? It'll be Salvi then.
Salvi with an 844, that's it.
One.
Yeah, see? I know something once in a while.
That's sad.
Here's the deal. They just went out and they've lost 8 of 9.
Yep.
Okay. And I think they were competitive in, let's take out the win, the 8 losses. They were pretty competitive in less than half of them.
The
right?
A's are way better than them.
The A's are better. They beat the A's once and they had one close game with the A's. They got walked off by the A's. They had 2 competitive games with the Twins to start this streak. Nothing competitive in Anaheim at all. Nothing. It was pitiful.
Yeah,
and the Angels are not good.
Not good, right.
Yeah, I mean, they're okay. They're
got
like the Royals.
They three holes in their lineup, though, Todd.
They're just like the Royals. They're just kind of this team, and they just got beat bad by this team. And I heard you guys talking this morning. Is it good news they're playing the Tigers? We thought so once.
Maybe not.
And the Tigers are right in the middle of an 11-game losing streak for them.
They'd be fine.
What about
they'd turn this thing around?
Okay.
This thing started with them losing 2 games to the Twins, who are bad. Right?
So what's your level of concern with Jackson Kowar after his two starts?
It's awful. It's not good.
Code orange or code red?
What kind of leash are you looking at here?
Code red.
I mean, he's probably got one start left. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't pitch better. He'll be just like they did with Lynch and send him back down.
Earlier I said if he keeps struggling, how long? Jake said four. So he two more.
Well, here's what he did. He got two outs the first time.
Then
he got four outs this time.
He's getting row arced out there.
So maybe you get eight now.
Eight outs this time.
That would be progress, but not enough, I don't think.
Be something. You need to see more than eight outs out of a guy.
I'd like him to get into the second inning.
He got in the second inning this time.
How long is Duffy going to be out?
The complete second.
We don't know. Danny Duffy.
Did you say Roar or Coar?
Roar.
Danny Duffy. Yeah. Danny Duffy has been on the 10-day injured list for 32 days.
Yeah, he's Mondesi, but he's a pitcher.
Yeah. But
Mike Boddicker's.
He's been throwing a little bit. I mean, that's what Alec Lewis told me that last week, that he'd been throwing. He saw him physically throwing the ball. That's something. You know, we will get an update today, get a chance to talk to Mike at some point this afternoon on those kind of injury things and see who these guys are.
Do you see any problem with MLB instant replay, or the replay mechanism?
I think it's perfect.
Right. What do you think of that one yesterday?
It's hard to even explain what they're looking at. Early in the game, there was a play where they called,
but they called them out at first. The bag. How do you call him? How do you overthrow that?
The guy's staring right at it.
But that's fine, but then you go to the replay. How do you not overthrow? Like, what do you... This is why they need to make him answer, because I want to... Don't you want to know? Like, don't you want him to describe this? I'm stupid, and I see the foot come off the bag.
There's a couple
but
problems.
I'm still not going to overturn it.
Here's a couple problems with the way baseball does it. You watch football. Guy goes over who talks to you, and he goes and looks at the TV screen, and he talks, and he's got someone in his ear talking to him, and he comes out and he tells you what he did.
That's what I want.
NBA, college basketball, they don't make announcements. I like the new NBA camera. The guy comes over and he bends down low and he looks at the camera and he goes, "Here's what we got." I like that. Baseball. So the one the other day on baseball, remember there was one with the Royals on third base with, I think, Witt slid in head first or something, and he was safe. But baseball, they called the guy out at first.
Just get rid
so
of it.
They're Call like, it. He pointed at first and goes, out. And then everyone's like, what? And he goes, you're safe. I'm like, just put a microphone
but
on this guy.
What are you going to say to defend that?
They don't have any defense for it. But the problem also is they're not looking at anything. They're just sitting there with headphones on.
Right.
Yep. Like, I'm not overturning it.
Nope.
No matter what I say. Okay,
do
then.
Do away with it. I'm
Nate,
serious. Do
defend
away
with
it. I won't. It's the dumbest system. The ump.
Is it better than VAR?
Well, no, VAR can be a mess, but at least the guy on VAR is looking at it himself.
Yeah. Right.
He goes over and looks at a big screen. Now, he
Jake
doesn't
said,
talk,
yeah, right.
But...
Is that not right?
I mean, it is, but...
Sporting had an appeal for a handball.
Saying, you
want to
get punched in the face or you want it right in the gut? Which one do you like?
I still think, I guess it's better than not having the chance to fix it at all.
No, it is worse than that. It is worse.
It's worse?
That.
This guy's had it.
Yeah.
This guy's coughing.
Why are you so angry?
Yawning.
I'm not angry.
I'm worried about you right now.
I am too.
What is your physical condition?
Not good.
Have you seen all the, he's like kind of hunched over?
I'm here.
Yeah, but that I don't know if that's a good thing, though.
He's no Mondesi.
You're not even there.
I want you to get healthy.
I'm not going on the... I'm fighting through this.
I'll put your ass on the IL. Mondesi?
All right, Mondy.
No.
No, let me...
See, you can't call me Mondy because I'm here.
Well, kind of.
Maybe because you have short shorts on today.
Yeah,
why are you wearing short shorts so early in the morning? What, are you trying to show off your legs to the people out there?
Yeah, I got good legs.
Now, here's another question. Do you think that...
I got good legs.
Do you think that Jokic should have been... thrown out of the game for
what's it
that
matter?
Stupid foul?
What's the best
matter?
Thing
because
I've seen about that series.
The NBA, and maybe turn
quarter.
The game off. That's
the
why.
The number one thing that happened in that whole series was that Suns guy beating
Suns
the four. Two Nuggets guys
Suns
up.
Suns and yeah, four guy.
You know, he had the just, higher ground, too.
You know, man. I'm a big Nug guy. You know, I love the Nugs. That's me and Shane and Rudy's team. That's my squad, right? But they're just not there.
Yeah,
they don't have, about as soft as they are. Huh?
That was bad. Wow.
The best comment that I saw after the guy got, well, first of all, he Nuggets guy threw a cheap shot.
Yeah. I don't know
sucker
what happened
punch.
Before.
Well,
whatever happened before is what happened. But they were leaving, and he sucker punched him, and he got what he deserved.
He sucker punched him from the higher ground and took an unbelievable ass whipping.
Probably eight
right.
shots, nine shots
and
maybe.
Then, Suns guy reaches over, hits the friend, then comes
while
back.
While he was still holding the guy.
And then comes back, he tells him, whoop, and let me tell you something, dirty. Tremendous form
yes.
on the uppercut. Okay, no wasted motion.
Yeah.
And then, as they're separated, sons in four.
Yeah.
Sons in four.
I'm a, right. I'm a F your boy up here. He's right. had a hold of his hair.
He said to him, I'm F-ing your boy up.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, once the Nuggets
FY, where was
Murray,
that, by the way?
They're done.
That was in Denver as well.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, that
would drink that after
this guy's got his, this guy's got his, you know, I'm not a big fan of the tank top guys, you know, whatever,
yeah,
in the stands.
Yeah.
But there was three tank top guys doing their deal.
I'm going to wear a tank top this week.
Go ahead.
You won't be a fan of it.
When's the last time you saw me in a tank top?
Been a while, probably. Yeah,
probably never.
I had a tank top once.
When I played high school basketball, that's when I wore a tank top last.
Nate has his little America tank top he wears.
Does.
Little snuggy
one. These little ones.
Finally.
Gross.
Are you happy? Because there's nobody as happy as Stan Weber. Are you happy with the new college
just
football
approve it.
Proposal.
Let's approve it right
wait,
now. Yeah, rubber
yeah,
stamp
wait,
it.
Wait a couple years.
2 years.
Are you happy? Because this is, look, Nate and Jake can talk about it. It may not ever factor into their lives, okay? I can talk, it may not ever factor into my life. It's going to factor yeah. in your life. So do you like it for Oklahoma? As well, if you haven't been just giving everything to you on a silver platter already?
They can lose a... What would it be a 5-12 game, just like they could lose a 1-4 game? Yeah, sure.
But does it excite you? Like, would you?
Yeah,
would you?
I've always said,
if you're hosting a 5-12 game, would you go down there and see it?
I would say, I've always said, give me more football games that matter.
Thank you.
I like the Big 12 conference schedule because they play everybody. I like those games. Okay, I don't like the boring games where you're not playing your league games. I've always said, hey, I would rather beat Texas than win some dumb Sugar Bowl against Auburn.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Because the game. It's just a bowl game.
Beat Texas.
So I would rather have this. More games that matter. And they'll find some way to kind of booger it up and make it bad. But it's good. They'll somehow jack it up because of the Rose Bowl or something. You know, at certain years, it'll be stupid.
Well, then you're positive
you're
about
already
it.
Getting
you're
mad
really
about this
about
thing.
It.
I'm positive about it. I
no,
love
you're
it.
Not. You
more
just
games.
It's going to get jacked
and
up, but it's stupid.
It gives smaller conferences a chance to have a guaranteed seat at the table, and I think that's great.
Until Oklahoma loses one of those smaller teams, and you'll hate it.
If Oklahoma is fighting to be the 12 seed, what were they going to do anyway?
Right. That's right. There you go.
They
you got
can't
right.
win when they're like the 1 seed or 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, they'll win one of these playoff games, maybe.
You're late for this meeting. You better go.
I better get in the meeting.
That's Todd Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, back after this on WHB.